All right now, good morning to you guys. I'm Vijay Joy, and I hope you guys are great. All right now, that's for the Lord. To my understanding, Biden had complaints about me talking about him having to resign. That's what Pelosi them threw Biden out the office this summer. That was a well-known fact. Okay, the same has occurred again. All right now, where Biden has been told to resign. A good example of this is Richard Nixon in his generation. He was also told to resign. They did not just tell Biden to leave the White House, no. They told Biden to tell the American people he resigned. Because this man is a Nazi and this white privilege is so fried, these racist Nazi skinheads like Biden, he's refusing to. Do you understand that? He's still trying to pop up and pretend to be president. He's supposed to issue a resignation and tell the American people he resigned. He has not done that. He keeps trying to pretend to be president. He will not leave the White House. He has not resigned. Now, Richard Nixon, I don't think Biden is a Nazi Klan murderous terrorist. Richard Nixon was a racist bigot, you know, in Whitewater that was spying on people, to my understanding. But Biden is 100 times worse than Nixon. He way worse than Nixon. Nixon issued his resignation, and he stepped down. You notice how you don't hear anything from Nixon's descendants. I'm not sure if he had sons or daughters or grandchildren. I have no idea. But you notice how you never, ever hear anything from Nixon's people. Do you notice that? Biden is far worse than Richard Nixon. I mean, compare them. Richard Nixon issued his resignation. Biden murdered over 40,000 Middle Eastern people, 1,200 Jews, and 40,000 Palestinians with his own two hands. Whereas, hostages were not released, and they were terrorized and held captive because some racists kept telling them to keep attacking as he shot more bombs. He is 100 times worse or 1,000 times worse than Richard Nixon. He way worse, but still he refuses to resign, and he refuses to leave the White House. And not just tell Biden to leave the White House, they told Biden to resign. He's done neither, right? I got lynched by Biden. Biden called me nigger so many times, even busted him at the international level at the top. In the United States, they busted Biden to the fact that Pelosi them threw him out the White House, and now they're telling him he gotta go. It's not just that he have to go, that he need to resign. The election right there, I don't think they're going to just give it to Kamala, which they shouldn't. I pray the Lord's will be done with that, that people get the vote. But they have told Biden that he got to resign. He got to go. He has to, like, literally resign, and he got to get out the White House. Those are the two things that he must do. Because America is so warped with this white privilege stuff. It's got these racists thinking they can frame you. They can lynch you. They can lie on you. They can make stuff up. They can infiltrate places to try to frame you so they can steal from you. This man woke up one day and he started beheading and murdering children. He saw the intelligence and he proceeded to shoot more bombs. Mitch McConnell is just as bad. He said this shitty racist Klan ass there. And three times this man attacked and he didn't say anything. He didn't say crap. Today is Sunday. I'm trying to watch the language. Him and his crackhead son. But it's not just that, you know, so as far as Biden is concerned, yeah, after Biden called me nigger so many times, you know, these racists put no input into the extraction ripple. The Lord Jesus gave it to me divinely. They didn't help me with it. They didn't give counsel on it. They didn't invest into it. But they called themselves calling me niggers, saying they want to hang me to try to steal from me. These racists set up the own mouth in the United States. The reason why they don't have universal health care is because black people get it. You guys can fact check that. Keep black people at a certain point. Don't hire black people for certain positions. But this is something organic that has nothing to do with any racist, had no input or investment for racists. But they tried to frame me, to take it from me, and they lynched me for 317 days, make me look incompetent, and kept trying to steal from me. Okay, these jackasses are incompetent. And let me say, everybody's not racist like Biden and Mitch McConnell, his crackhead son, his brother. If you're not, please don't be offended. But these jackasses, you know, I mean, it's really something. How they all put no input into it, no investments into it, but they thought that they could steal it. It was never that I'm a woman. They hate me having it because I'm a black woman. They hate me because I'm black, not just that I'm a woman. You know, look in America that they get, like, you know, black people, and they try to make sure they get to a certain point. Or they say that some of them slip through the cracks to get to higher points. And, you know, it was never that how they try to make up halls and walls that don't exist because I'm black and they didn't want me to get past a certain point. What this racist tell William, I got to hear the white people, he will break my black ass. He said, I'm a black girl. He said, I'm a nigger and I deserve poverty. He said, I'm a nigger and I could not be royal. Said she can't be royal. She's a nigger. Ex William. I feel like this with Biden. you know, that Biden terrorized people. Biden woke up and he started murdering children. You know, I mean, what do you call the Gaza attack? Not the Gaza attack, excuse me, the Israeli attack, the hell, the Gaza attack before Biden. There were tensions over there as usual, but they were not fighting. People were held captive, taken hostage. They were not sent home because Biden kept bombing and he kept calling the Iranians to keep attacking. With no remorse, he kept attacking. Seeing the beheadings, he kept attacking. They telling Biden to resign and leave the White House, and he has to, like, issue a statement to the American people. He resigned. He's acting like the sky's falling, like somebody did him some injustice, and he woke up one day and started murdering people, which is the injustice. He woke up one day and started terrorizing people, which is the injustice. He woke up one day and started terrorizing Jewish people, which is the injustice. He woke up one day and started killing Jewish people, and that is the injustice. Him and his Nazi crackhead son, Hunter. As without solicitation, they start calling nations to do atrocities against Israel. With Iran, you know, they start calling Iran. You know, so as far as like Biden complaining about me, Biden lynched me. Biden called me nigger so many times saying he wanted to hang me about my own property that the Lord Jesus gave to me, the ripple, the extraction. Why these races made up walls that don't exist, and they lied to different nations, and they lied to the people at the top, and they lied to the international communities, they lied to them to their faces. They lied month after month, they lied day after day about walls that don't exist because they're racist, and they tried to turn to acknowledge everything else but their racism for money that has nothing to do with them. Him and old Klan, skinhead, Mitch, Nazi niche. And the only thing they tell him this clown to do is resign. Leave, go, resign. He's acting like somebody's doing him some wrong, but what about all the wrong they've done to everybody else? That's not white, right? I hope that you guys are well. Good morning. So it's not just in Biden, you know, Nixon, he resigned. Biden is far worse than Nixon. Biden is far worse than, I think Nixon, you know, what did he do? he was a bigot, he was a racist, and he spied on people, I think it was. Biden murdered people. Biden killed bombing people despite seeing children beheaded. Seeing children decapitated, he still kept killing people. Biden shot hundreds of bombs into Israel. Biden started a Middle Eastern war trying to start World War III. Biden used racial epithets at Jewish people. You guys can look into that. Biden did all manner of evil and stuff and racism and horrible stuff and atrocities. Biden got caught calling me niggers so many times. You can count their number. His crackhead son got caught calling me a nigger about my own property as they tried to steal it. As they took their racism and their Nazism to Israel and started murdering people one day. Did you see the people on the memorial October 7th, how they were crying in the streets and how they were in so much pain still? And how this racist, despite seeing the images and the reality that they have to deal with, you know, missing their loved ones, he kept bombing them. And then he told Israel to lie for him. But he didn't mention that he was bombing them. He didn't mention he decapitated their children. He didn't mention that he murdered their loved ones. He didn't mention that he was the reason why his loved ones that were living were still held hostage because he told the Iranians to keep fighting. He didn't mention none of that stuff. But he told the Israelis to lie for him, that they knew he was bombing them. And he crying about having to tell the American people he resigned and that he had to leave the White House. Okay, you know, that's for the Lord to write. Now make Mitch McConnell go with him because Jesus, he knew. And he didn't bother to tell the Israeli Prime Minister nothing. He sat there as the clan he is, and Mitch McConnell was looped in, and Mitch McConnell saw the intelligence, and Mitch McConnell knew firsthand Biden was bombing Israel. And he sat there with that blood on his hands too, just like Hunter Biden and the mother skinhead Nazis that ran on it. This man is mad because he had to tell the American people he resigned. At least he's living to do it. He beheaded children. He decapitated children. And he still shot more bombs after doing this. This man lynched me, called me nigger so many times, saying he wanted to hang me and set lie on this nigger for my own property that he put zero investments into, that have no ties to him. But it's okay for these racists to terrorize everything, everybody else, but then they can lean on white privilege to try to say he can stick in there because he's somehow privileged and he matters more than everybody else. You know, because America's so fucked up and fried and racist and white supremacist, right? The devil is alive. I hope that you guys are well and great. Good morning. All right, no, that's the Lord. All right, no, but Richard Nixon, Lord knows, he was a bigot and he was a racist and he was an ass. But Biden is 100 or 1,000 times worse than Richard Nixon, right? Nixon had to resign too. In his day, they made Nixon resign. It's not just the conclusion he came up with. They made Nixon resign. They tell him Biden that he has to resign to issue a statement. He resigned. All right, now, plus he has to leave the White House. He's done either. Richard Nixon resigned. He left the White House. Biden is refusing to because he is a Nazi racist that is leaning on white privilege to justify his evil, as these racist bigots in America has always done. Hang people, lynch people, frame people, steal from people, whitewash stuff, lie. Look at Biden, right? But then lean on white privilege as if he's somehow above everybody else, above the law. This man tried to frame me, and he is a murderous, terrorist, racist Nazi. He has committed the worst act since the Holocaust. People said it felt like going over to Auschwitz after going over to the environment that Biden created in Israel when he murdered all those Jewish people. But he crying about having to resign and leave the White House. You know, when I was homeless, you know, I cried a couple of times. I'm not going to lie. I didn't cry when he called me a nigger and stuff. No, I don't care. He tried to steal from me my own property. Call me black bitches about my own property. Did torture and war crimes against me about my own property that he put no investments into. Tried to steal from me my own property. Raided my hotel rooms after he got my out of my house, my own property. He tried to drop my work, my own property. I had no clothes to wear because all the molded in my trunk because water was getting in there. Does that make sense? Because I had no house to put him in because I was not welcome anywhere. He said I was treated. Does that make sense right now? But he want people to cry for him. What a joke he is and what he not... That's how fucked up in the white supremacist America is. America got a problem, right? By Jesus' goodness, so right now, you know, may that racist problem finally be his own problem. I hope you guys well. Good morning. Happy Sunday. Thank you guys so much.